This podcast is brought to you by Joy sponsor Pam Ann.
Hello, Melbourne. It's Pam Ann here. I'm so excited. I'm going to be touching down at the Comedy Theatre in August. See you soon. I love you, Melbourne. Mwah.
Set to land in Melbourne this August for two hilarious shows, Friday, August 24 and Saturday, August 25. Get your tickets now at ticketmaster.com.au.
This is The Informer, Joy 94.9's nightly news and current affairs program, and your link to the stories that matter.
We now continue our conversation with Stuart Martin, the Victorian Coordinator for DEFCLIS, the Australian Defence LGBTI Information Service, as we discuss Dawn services and the importance of inclusive and respectful representation of all service people in the armed forces.
The issue around the wreath is that we're honouring the effort of four people in the 1980s, and we're making a public statement that, without shoving in people's faces, that gay and lesbian and transgender people have and do serve in the ADF, and they deserve the same recognition and reverence and respect and remembrance for that service. How we do that is we take part in the traditions of, that we have in our society. You don't change society by coming in with a sledgehammer and cracking a walnut. Yes, you open a walnut, but you end up eating a squashed nut. It is much better to do it subtly and with regard and respect, because invariably you win the high moral ground and people understand and you educate and you lead. So that's what we're doing. It's a significant and important tradition for society to pay respects and reverence to people who went before us in war, because they made that ultimate sacrifice. So that's why we take part in that, because it is a military tradition, an Australian tradition, and laying a wreath is part of that, and we're just doing that subtly. We don't demand the right to march down the street at Anzac Day as a whole gay association. You know, we do that at Mardi Gras, and we are allowed by the ADF to march in uniform, and that's a significant achievement and concession by the ADF to allow us to do that, and we've been doing that for 5 years now. So how do we ensure that the work that's been done by DEFCLIS and by serving LGBTI members and the ADF is by doing the best that we can in our everyday life? Being gay and lesbian and transgender is not the sole identifier of who you are as a person. It is an aspect of your life. But it's about being proud about who we are, about saying we are no different to anyone else when it comes to doing our day-to-day job. Being gay or lesbian or transgender or intersex does not make you a superhuman being or make you any less a human being. It makes you a human being like everyone else. We all have different aspects. Be it, you know, you might be redheaded, you might have blue eyes, you might be left-handed. For us, it's about saying we're here, we do our job as well as anyone else, and we're proud to do it. And we support the ADF continuing ongoing efforts to make sure that we are able to serve and live in not only ADF in a welcomed, supported environment, but also in society in general. And we have a Dawn service tomorrow morning, the 25th. So if you're interested and you've never been to a Dawn service and you don't know what to expect, now's your chance to experience that if you haven't come from a military tradition. It is a very moving and solemn experience, and it only goes for maybe 45, 50 minutes. If you're interested and want to come along and want to make sure that you're with someone who can support you and you're not going to be left on your own, we will meet up at 5 a.m. at the Seasons Botanic Gardens Hotel on 348 St Kilda Road tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. I know that's very early, but Dawn sort of cracks sort of around 5:30-ish onwards. So if you're there by 5, we can watch you for the, you know, you can share the experience with us and understand it. We will then lay a wreath at around 7:30 to 8 o'clock on Anzac Day morning. So if you want to just come to and take part in laying the wreath, if you can meet at the Eternal Flame, which is near the Cenotaph of St Kilda Road at 7:30, we'll allow about half an hour for people to get up, acknowledge it. Some people think 7:30 in the morning is very early as well. So we'll lay a wreath, and that'll take maybe 15 minutes of time. Again, you'll get to experience what it's like to lay a wreath, and you'll get the opportunity to talk to some current and previous serving ADF members to get an understanding of what the perspective is from our lives and get an understanding of it. So you're most welcome to come along. I know Globe's also trying to encourage its members to come and join in. And I know that a lot of people I know who have no military connections come along to a Dawn service or would love to come to a replaying service. Now's your opportunity. We do it every year, but we do it in a safe and inclusive environment.
That was Stuart Martin from DEFCLIS, Australian Defence's LGBTI Information Service, supporting and representing Defence LGBTI personnel and their families.
This is The Informer on Joy 94.9.